wander around without setting the alarm off. You lied to me.
Lied?
Not at all. Of course there's a pet alley exactly where I told you it was. But you, my friend, are slightly larger than a German Shepherd. More importantly, your profile's different. The burglar sat up and tugged off his gloves. Do you mean to say your new system recognized in the dark that I don't have a tail?
Something like that.
Stephen held a hand out. The burglar grabbed it and leapt lightly to his feet.
And I suppose that's all you're going to tell me?
Stephen's dark eyebrows lifted.
Of course, it's a trade secret. All you need to know is that it'll protect your customers even if they don't understand exactly how it works.
The burglar pulled the black stocking mask off his head and ran his fingers through his disheveled hair. They were a study in contrast as they stood shoulder to shoulder. Stephen Osborne, just a shade over 6 feet, impeccably tailored in silver gray with a silk shirt and a hand-sewn tie, every dark brown hair in place, and Jake Holland, an inch shorter and a bit slighter in frame, in his black turtleneck and slacks, ruffled and dusty, and every inch the cat burglar. They were a strange pair of friends, Catherine thought. A young woman standing nearby, one of half a dozen sales representatives who'd attended the test, turned to Catherine with a shiver.
Jake Holland really gets into this stuff, doesn't he? He could run these tests just as well with the lights on, but he insists on the darkness and the black clothes and all. The man gives me the creeps.
Catherine shrugged. Any good security consultant wants to test conditions to be as much like the real situation as possible. I wouldn't want to run into Jake in a dark alley when he's in costume, but he's harmless, really.
Stephen Osborne put a casual hand on Catherine's shoulder. Of course he's harmless. Jake's a frustrated cloak-and-dagger type, that's all.
He ended up in the security business
only because the CIA wouldn't take him.
Come on, Osborne, Jake protested. You're just saying rude things because I beat the sensors on your windows this time.
Stephen frowned.
I know. We'll have to work on that. Catherine, if you're going back to the office, would you put this on my desk?
He handed her the leather-bound notebook.
I'm taking Jake to lunch so I can pick his brain. Oh, and would you ask Irene to reserve a table for two at the Pinnacle tonight? 10 o'clock should be safe.
Catherine frowned a little.
Safe?
Stephen nodded, in case the play runs long. We're seeing Henry, the some number or other.
And he obviously didn't care what number it was. That meant his companion tonight would probably be Hannah Clayton, for she, not Stephen, was the Shakespeare fan, which meant his table had better be ready the moment the play was over, because the gorgeous and self-assured Hannah did not like to be kept waiting, and that meant Catherine had better explain it all very carefully to the sometimes hapless Irene, or else go ahead and make the reservation herself.
I'll look after it, Stephen.
Stephen put his index finger under Catherine's chin and tipped her face up.
You don't have to, remember? You're not a secretary anymore. Irene is.
Getting a table at the Pinnacle on a Friday night isn't a matter to leave to the average secretary, she pointed out. He smiled down at her, his dark brown eyes dancing with golden lights.
What's the matter, Catherine? Are you aiming for another promotion by offering to take on even more executive responsibility? You might as well not bother. There's nothing for you to move up to except my job, and I'm not ready to retire.
He and Jake Holland left the security lab and vanished down the hall. The sales representative shook her head.
Honestly, Catherine, I don't know how you stand working for him.
Stephen, he's a great boss.
I don't doubt that, but how do you manage to keep from exploding in flames every time he looks at you? Take the way he smiles, for instance.
Catherine's jaw dropped.
Are you feeling all right, Diane?
Exposure to total darkness affects some people strangely. Stephen has a very pleasant smile, yes. It's one of the nicest things about him, but...
Diane was staring over the top of her half-glasses.
All right, she said abruptly. Who is he?
What on earth do you mean?
The man who keeps you from noticing that Stephen Osborne...